All right, so now I'm going to throw one out there. Unless Cyrus has got a question that, you know, I mean, a difficult question. I mean, you're a talk radio guy. Well, I mean, is there a difficult question out there? I mean, even one that could be fair. I mean, that you've always wanted to know about Chance Wormack.
No, Chance.
You better put that mic a little closer, though.
No questions. No
okay.
Questions.
Maybe
later on, but not.
There's a chemistry here. There's a bond. All right. So now I'm going. All right. Chance Wormack, Anthony Steen, Cyrus Kwonjo. I'm Ryan Fowler right now inside the game. All right. So another question. Looking at Nick Saban, what's the weirdest thing Nick Saban has ever said to you?
He told me to pull my jersey down.
Did he really?
All the time.
He always told you to pull your jersey.
Cover that up. Nobody wants to see that. And I always pull it down. And then when you walk away, I pull it back up.
So Nick Saban, like, has never did, like, the warm-acking with you?
Nah, he wouldn't do that. I've been doing that, though, for what? Since junior year?
Yeah. Heck, I've rarely seen Coach Saban without a long sleeve on.
Yeah. I've been doing it since junior year.
Is there a lighter side to Nick Saban? I mean, like, is there a fun side to Nick Saban? Because you got to remember, when he comes into that media room, he's still sort of talking to you guys, but he's talking to us in this unique way. He never really smiles or very often.
Yeah, Coach Saban likes to joke around a lot, but when it comes to football, it's strictly business. And how much pride that man has is unreal. He wants to win more than anyone else out there. He wants to be the best coach ever. And, you know, if you get to know Coach Saban, he's really fun to talk to. I've talked to him several times, and we've talked about fishing. He loves to go fishing. He likes to catch salmon, and that's probably the funnest thing for him to do is to catch salmon in Georgia or anywhere else. But I've heard several stories of him telling me going fishing and him catching 15, 20-pound salmon, just all excited when he's telling me and you know, seeing him smile doing it the whole time.
Being an outdoor guy, you have to respect that, Anthony Steen.
Yeah. I told him when he was telling me the last story, I told him, I was like, well, heck, Coach, I've been here all weekend. I was free. Why don't you just call me? I would have went with you. But I know that, you know, fly fishing, and I've only done that once, and that was actually with Kate Foster, and it was fun, but I'll just stick with bass fishing and crappie fishing.
I've never been fly fishing. I've always wanted to go, but never had a chance to go. I'm so dysfunctional. I'm an old cat fisherman with a float.
No. Yeah, I hear you. Yeah. That's what, growing up, every little kid at some point will fish with a cork of catfish or anything.
Nothing wrong with that.
I got a question for Steen.
What's that?
Can you go deer hunting with him? Is that it?
Oh, no.
I've had that question several times.
But he never takes me deer hunting for some reason. But still.
I just don't trust you in the woods with a gun. I don't know what you're going to shoot.
Could you imagine Cyrus Kwonjo climbing up the tree in a tree stand? I believe he's a shooting house guy.
I think he is, but I could just see him shooting a squirrel.
I like the bow and arrow. I'm the bow and arrow type of guy.
No. All right, Cyrus, go ahead.
Oh, question. Okay, question. No, Steen, let me tell you a little bit about Steen. He's like an outdoorsy guy. He spends all his money on his truck, and he spends all his time with his dog hunting. So, Steen, you have to pick one of the two. You have to lose one of the two, or you have to save one of the two. Which one would you save, your car or your dog?
The dog.
Yeah, I'd definitely save the dog.
What's the dog?
I can always get another truck that will run just the same, but a dog, you can get another dog, but it won't be the same dog. It's not going to be the same tricks he might not do. But dog, I definitely say the dog. I think my dad would too. He's right there with me. I think he loves my dog just as bad as I do.
Okay, you don't get another truck again in your life, or you don't go hunting anymore in your life. Which one?
Which one what?
You have to choose either hunting or
a dog
or a truck.
I go with hunting.
You stay with hunting?
Yeah.
Like, you have to drive around. You have to drive a Prius everywhere you go.
Yes. I don't think I could put mud grips on a
pink
Prius.
A pretty pink Prius.
Look, I can always get mud on that pink. Not go in the woods in the mud, but I always have family and friends around to take me if I'll ever need a ride.
Anthony Steen, Cyrus Quanjo, Chance Wormack, Ryan Fowler inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. As we sort of finish up the conversation, I may bring you guys back for one more segment and sort of give some more details. Let me ask you this, but before we, because everybody right now, they're hitting me up on Twitter. Let's talk about you guys going out there. You see the talent out there. I know you're sort of seeing it. You're gone. Sort of evaluate that offensive line, because the line of scrimmage is where the games are won and lost. Listen, we can make complex football questions. We can talk about hurry-up style. But if you guys are not there, offensive line doesn't perform, you don't win games. I mean, that's simple as that. It's not fancy. It's still about the line of scrimmage. Give us a little bit of evaluation on this offensive line as you guys have been out to practice. And nothing too inside, just sort of talk about the growth of that offensive line.
Well,
because there's big holes to fill.
Yeah. Well, this past year, it was a little difficult. But you know, I was out there watching practice the other day, and I think they're doing all right. I've talked to several coaches, and they feel comfortable where they're at right now and where everything's going. I think once some of the younger guys step up and actually the playbook starts to click in their head, and the footwork and technique start to click in the head, I think they'll be all right out over there. The past years with the offensive line we've had, the chemistry, like I said, it goes back to chemistry. Everything starts with the guys up front. If you want to win a football game, you got to be able to beat the other team up front. And right now, I think they just need to work on their chemistry and then go from there.
I'm off. Offensive line is a developmental position. It's a lot of guys on that line that, you know, I've been waiting their turn for a long time because they've been behind us for a long time. And it's their time to shine, and you know, they know what it takes to be, you know, the best, you know, to play with Alabama football. And that's what they're doing. They're doing an awesome job. We got a chance to watch some practice yesterday, and they're getting better every day. So they'll be just as good as we are pretty soon.
Yeah, I watched some film on them also, and I mean, here's the tricky part about watching film around this time of the year. It's spring. There's no first string, second string, third string. So they get flip-flopped a lot. So it's harder to build chemistry around this time of the year. But individually, they look like they're doing well. And, of course, you have a whole offseason and a whole, you know, summer to grow. But, I mean, we'll get a better look at the starting of the season. At the first string, you know, because, I mean, that's when they start to mold and start to mesh as an offensive line.
Yeah, I'll agree with you there that I think spring is more of giving the coaches a look at what kind of player and talent they have. And then when it comes to camp, they have an idea by the time camp comes who's going to be the starter. And then that's where the chemistry and everything starts to build around camp.
Exactly.
Anthony Steen, Cyrus Quanjo, Chance Wormack right now inside the game. And, I will say this, and Cyrus is going to aggravate me here for a couple of minutes, but Cyrus gave me the first interview way, way, way back when. I went actually back and listened to it. Back when you were coming out of Maryland, almost that Auburn Tiger. And then you woke up. Thank you, Cyrus Quanjo. And you gave me the first interview after you recommitted.
Oh, it was your first interview?
No.
Your first
interview. Your first interview.
Oh, okay, cool.
After you saw the light, okay. After you said, hey, whoa.
Yeah, I felt special for a second.
Yeah, he woke up. Roll Tide, Cyrus. Cyrus Quanjo, Chance Wormack, Anthony Steen. Let me start with Cyrus. Cyrus, Pro Day coming up, April the 8th. Sort of give us some details of what's going to take place and sort of the things that you'll be doing out there on April the 8th, another pro day for the University of Alabama.
April 8th, I shall be doing everything on the field and off the field with the coaches. Everything on the field, like all the time stuff, all the 40, all the 5, 10, 5, you know, the track stuff, you know. And then my special time where I feel as if I'm best at is the field work, where the coaches show the coaches that I have skill as an offensive tackle. And, I mean, that's the part that everybody's waiting for. So I'm pretty excited about it. You know, I've been training for a long time. Looking forward to it.
Cyrus, this is – I know the answer of this question, and I'm always inspired what you say. The naysayers, what do you say to them?
Naysayers.
No, in other words, they say, hey, you know, Cyrus Quanjo is this or this, or he's not a, you know. Right. I mean, in other words, I mean, because listen, I mean, what you've got him. Chad Spormack's got him. Anthony Steen's got him. A.J. McCarron's got him. Everybody's got him. I've got them. They hate me. Hello, Auburn, Lee County. But sorry, I'm relaxed now. But all right. So what do you say to those naysayers that that doubt Cyrus Quanjo?
I mean, I appreciate their time and effort looking up on me and spending their time watching all my film, and you know, I like their attention, but I mean, at the end of the day, they're not going to make me work any less. You know, I'm a hard worker. And I feel as if, you know, talent only gets you so far. And when you work hard, that's when you excel. And I've just been busting my butt. You know, I haven't been thinking about the naysayers. I haven't been thinking about anything else but working hard and, you know, impress these coaches. And I just need a job right now. I want to keep – I forgot. I thought about it earlier this morning, and I said, Steen, hey, we don't have a job. We don't go to school. Don't we deserve some, like, unemployment checks or something like that? Or, like, some welfare? But, yeah, I'm looking for a job. You know, I'm looking for, you know, I just want to get back to the game. I mean, naysayers, I don't know. I just don't have a lot of energy to, you know, provide for comments that won't boost me up, you know.
All right. And I was going to ask Anthony Steen. Anthony, can you guys give me 10 more minutes, please? Sure.
Yeah,
okay, because the producer's telling me upstairs it's 7 o'clock, and I guess it's sort of like the fourth quarter. You know, I mean, I'd like to push it in at the goal line. Gotcha. I'd like to hand out the ball one more time, run up the middle, run behind you guys, pick up the yard. Give me 10 more minutes. We're going to talk about what you guys are thinking about doing, and as we get more details coming up A-Day, it's sort of like getting the band back together. The best offensive line ever to play the college game as one unit, getting back together in Tuscaloosa. Now think about this, guys. This may never happen again. May never get that opportunity to sort of come back together for one chance. I could almost imagine Barrett Jones, DJ Fluker, Cyrus Quanjo, Chance Wormack, Anthony Steen on one opportunity. May never happen again.